wonderful to see Elisa Pinzon here on photo shoot day. A little bit more makeup than normal. Are you a big makeup person, Elisa? I don't think you are. Are you?
Not too much. Like, I do just for this event or if I need to go to a big, big dinner event, but like, no, I'm not.
Yeah, the dinner.
You're right.
The dinner thing reminds me of some of the funny things that I love about you. Whenever we're on the road, of course, I can't be on the road this year. That's sad. But at a place that serves Italian food, we won't say any names, but it's not to your liking so much as it is back at home, is it?
I mean, it's like I like it, but it's different, you know, like the ingredients are anyway different from home.
Tell me what makes them better in Italy, because I'm sure all.
So, first of all, it's not as sweet as it is here, because like when I go, like the first time that I came here, I went to Publix or Walmart, whatever it was, and I bought a tomato sauce.
Yeah.
And I said, okay, mom, we can make some pasta with the tomato sauce. Oh my God, it was so sweet. I'm like, and it was written also like Italian sauce, you know? And I'm like, okay, no, that's not even like near to Italian. It's just like, I think that is the main thing. A lot of things here are so sweet compared to home.
You're absolutely right. Too much sugar in general,
yeah.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
Well, that was one of the things you learned your first year
here.
What is something else? I mean, we have so many, of course, international players, European players on the basketball team that it almost, for me, looking at you guys, seems like, oh, you know, it'll be easy for everybody. But I'm sure it wasn't completely easy your first year.
You're right. Like, it was tough, I think, in life, like all life change, you know.
Yeah.
Like I'm coming from Venice, no cars, you walk everywhere, you know. Here is like, if you don't have the car, you're not gonna go anywhere. So it's like absolutely another perspective. And I think for everyone, the first thing that changed is food, of course. But I think in general, style of life is completely different.
Sure.
But after like a little bit that you live here and everything, like you're gonna get used to it, you know.
Let's get back to no cars in Venice. That seems like it would be nice, or is it a little bit inconvenient sometime? Like, okay, I just want to go faster than this.
Let's say that it's inconvenient when you go like to grocery store,
yeah,
and you cannot put all your bags in your car, so you're going to carry them, you know? So if you have a big grocery store, it's a little bit inconvenient. But
what about the basketball part of it? Learning, you know, not just English, okay? But learning basketball plays in a basketball language, that process, I'm sure they make it as easy as possible. But again, kind of take us
of
through
course.
Learning.
Yeah. No, they're really good at that. Like first, when you come here, as you say, the language is not as good as it is now after 3 years or how many years you've been here. So they always try to repeat what they're trying to say.
Okay.
So that's really good. And if you don't understand something, they're like, okay, did you get it? Do you want me to explain again? Do you have any question? So that's a really good thing.
Nice.
In basketball, I think, first of all, the gym is huge compared to Italy or like home. Like I never played in a gym that says, what, 13,000 seats?
Yeah.
Oh my God, no. But that is a really cool thing. Also, when you have 5,000 fans, it's like, oh my God, that's crazy. That's really cool.
Well, let's go back to last year because we can take it your second year into this year. And I'm talking about playing at Baylor, which is, we remember the crowd there was something.
Absolutely.
But I remember you really were outstanding in that game. You played so tough. Are you looking forward to being able to play them back here this
absolutely.
Year?
Absolutely. I'm looking to play also better than what I did last year, you know? Like, we have a tough schedule, but we are a really tough team. We're really good, and we can beat them. So, you know, it's a mentality thing. If you go in and you are like, okay, we're going to win it, we can do it, everything is going to change.
Mm.
If you're like, okay, no, they are too strong, we cannot do that, it's gonna be bad. But I think the mentality that we are building right now is the one like, okay, we're tough, we can do it.
We
are carrying that to every like practice.
Awesome. And then last thing there, you played a lot of 40-minute games last year. Miha was hurt. How nice is it to know that, you know, maybe you can take a rest, although you obviously can go the whole game if you need to, but tell people a little bit about her because they haven't gotten to see her.
She is working really hard. She knows she can be on the floor. She knows she can be a point guard leading the game, trying to find the one that is making shot in that moment and make a pass, she can be really good. And she's showing that during practice, every day, when we do a little scrimmage. So that's really good. And she's building confidence, like, I can do it. Nice. And that's what she needs.
And then your three-point game really got going last year. Did you work a lot on that, or did it sort of just happen and you kept shooting?
I think I work a lot on that.
Okay.
And also right now I'm doing at least three times a week with Coach Denny or Coach Michelle and doing some shooting, working on jump shot, those kind of shots. So I think that is something that is going to carry on the game, you know. It's going to happen then. The game doesn't gonna knock down three points or thing like that, but because I'm working on it.
Great. And I apologize for not asking this sooner, but it'll be the last question. How many people, how often have people talked to you about the pass?
Carson Mackins is a great three-point shooter, misses that, another offensive rebound, but Temple fumbles it away. Harvey up to Pinzon, Mackins gets back. Oh, behind the back to Tanicki, and a score there. Jose Fernandez pumps the fist. It was a look, then no look behind the backboard. It's 51-10.
And the Yingling Center fans love it. You could see Pinzon eyeball. She looked up when she caught it. Chinecki, she knows, will run with her. And she looked, you could almost see her planning that.
I'm working for another one this year. I'm working to surprise some other people and be like, okay, she cannot do only the behind pass. I'm going to be a no-look behind pass, you know. I'm working on that.
Okay.
It depends on the occasion when it's going to come.
So you're telling me that you knew you were going to do that before you did it last year? Like a few seconds before, maybe?
I would say yes. I was thinking that because I saw Elle coming. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to make it. I know can get to her, and it did.
Well, congratulations. You almost made me fall out of my chair. Thank you very much, Elisa.
Thank you.